Hello and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances and I'll be your hostess. Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 37. It is Sunday, April 3rd. I had hoped to have this posted yesterday. I had most everything ready to go and then I got tired and I knew I wouldn't be able to do a good introduction at 11 at night, so I'd saved it for today. Here I am, and I am ever so thankful for all the wonderful comments I got for Simply Amy, Simply Frances. So many people came over to look at the pictures and say nice things, and I really, truly appreciate it. I want to tell you a couple things that aren't in the Quilt Diaries. One, there are a couple new podcasts. One, which I do mention, which is Peacebrook Quilt, wonderful. And another one I just learned of today. I have not listened to it yet, but I'm going to after I finish this. It is called Quilting Daydreams. She's got two episodes up. In fact, one is up today, and it's called Can't Do the Math, which I cannot wait to listen to. That just won me over just with that. Can't do the math. Me either. Cannot do the dang math. I think I have finally decided what I want to do with my batiks, my Anthropologie peppermint jelly roll of batiks. I have been looking at damask rose, and in fact, in the Quilt Diaries, I sound like, yes, that's what I'm going to do. Decided no. I kept looking at that pattern. Again, it is in the Layer Cake Jelly Roll and Charm Quilts book by those Lintott girls, and I realized it's just not asking for batik. It doesn't want batik. It wants prints. It is calling out for prints, not batiks. I just realized that it wouldn't make me happy. But I was going through the book and landed on a quilt called Razzle Dazzle. And it's the right size for what I'd like to do, 52 by 52 inches. It's neat. They claim that it looks more complicated than it is, and that's cool by me. And the blocks are set on point. So I think it's a quilt, and this is what I've really been looking for. I think it's a quilt that's going to really showcase the batiks. So I think that's where I'm going with the batiks. I think I've decided on that. So I want to share on that. I wanted to pass on a bit of advice that I got from Tammy in Denver. You know, at the end of last week's episode, I was about to sit down and draw diagonal lines across squares, which I ended up doing. I got my advice from Tammy just a minute too late. Just a second too late, but it's good advice anyway, so I do want to share it. She says, you don't have to draw all those diagonal lines for your stars. Instead, lay a recipe card along where the line would be, corner to corner, sticking out on each end. Needle down, press the card against the needle with the fabrics underneath, and sew along the edge of the card. I put a couple of pieces of masking tape on the back of the card to keep it from sliding around. Put your chain piecing back to work with this method and your stars will come together as fast as the rest of the quilt top did. Well, I did go ahead and chain piece those stars, Tammy, and I don't know that I had thought of doing that until you suggested it. Made it go so fast. I am just like the chain piecer of the universe now. Love the chain piecing. Anyway, I just thought that was a great suggestion and I wanted to share it. I got other good suggestions which I need to explore and I will report back to you. But thank you everyone for advice. I got good advice about triangles and rulers, and Katie suggested a book that has patterns for jelly rolls that actually you can use in traditional blocks and rulers that help you take jelly rolls and make traditional quilt blocks. So thank you, Katie. That's a great resource, and I appreciate it. I want to tell you I have finished basting the Hidden Stars quilt, also another Layer Cake Jelly Roll and Charm Quilts book pattern. I realize it's not the only book for jelly rolls, layer cakes, etc., but it's the one I have, and there's so many patterns. I wonder, have you ever like worked through a book of patterns just to do it? You know, the way that in what's her name? Pal? I don't know. I didn't like her in the book or in the movie. But anyway, you know, she worked through Julia Child's, you know, The Art of French Cooking, Mastering the Art of French Cooking. I thought, has anyone taken a pattern book and just said, I'm going to do for my project, I'm going to quilt through this book? I don't know that I'm going to quilt through this book, but I feel like, you know, I got this book, I like this book, I'd like to use this book. So that's where I am. Anyway, I am going to hand quilt Hidden Stars. I went yesterday to Joann's and I didn't mean to do this, but I saw they had stencils for patterns, and I ended up getting one. It was a ginkgo pattern. I also got a soapstone pencil, hoping that it would be the answer to my prayers about marking quilts for quilting. It's not. It's just not dark enough. I ended up using my old white pencil, and the thing that just kills me is that the lead works. If you can keep the pencil sharp, the lead marks really nicely. The problem is you can't keep it sharp, and the wood is so dry that it disintegrates when you try to sharpen it. So frustrating. Tomorrow I'm going to go get some soap. The soap we have has moisturizer in it, and you can't use that. You just got to get some plain old soap. Tomorrow, going to get some ivory soap. I did mark enough of the pattern that I think I can work on it tonight, and I will be perfectly happy. So that's where that is. That's coming along. Got lots of projects, lots of stuff to tell you. I'm sure there are a million things. As soon as I finish this introduction, I'll think, oh, I meant to say that. But I'm sorry. There will be another podcast coming soon. I also have the new blog, and maybe I'll just put stuff up there during the week. I have some idea that I might do that, but I don't know yet. I'm not known for my consistency and things like those. But the blog where you can go to see the pictures that accompany this week's podcast is http://theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. So that's there. You can also go to my Podbean, http://offkilterquilt.podbean.com. Not much is going to be there. You can email me at fdowell@mindspring.com. I think that covers it. Thank you for the new, there's been some new iTunes reviews. Thank you so much. I have to continue catching up with my reviews of other podcasters' podcasts. So excited that we're getting these new podcasts. If you're thinking about it, that sounded like nude podcasts, didn't it? Which really wouldn't matter if you're podcasting in the nude. I'm not, but if you are, that's cool. That's cool. It's all good. The new podcasts are great. If you're thinking about adding your voice, I hope you will. Don't worry that there have been a lot of new podcasters lately. That really did sound like nude podcasters. Strange. Don't worry about it because, you know, podcasting waxes and wanes. I think that there seems to be a balance. There seems to be, you know, some people start and they let go after a few episodes. Some people keep going. Some people are sporadic. So there's just room. There's room for everybody. Okay. On with the Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary, Day 1. I'm actually re-recording my Quilt Diaries. I have about 40 minutes worth of Quilt Diary where I just kind of go on and on and on. And I say some very interesting things, but I say a lot of uninteresting things, and I say a lot, and I say things that I'm not sure I really want to say. So I thought, let's start over. It's Wednesday morning, March 30th. It's pouring rain outside, very gloomy, but we need the rain. So we're celebrating the rain. And I have enough going on that I don't fear the rain is going to make me sad. Sometimes working at home by myself, as I do, fortunately with my lovely dog Travis as a companion, I can get a little glum. But this winter has actually been very pretty and very nice and fairly rain-free, which is aesthetically pleasing. It's not good for the crops. But today is the day I get my massage, which I hope is going to lead me onto the path of healing for my elbow, which is not terrible. It's not. I don't think I have tendonitis, but I'm left-handed, holding a fiddle. You hold it with your left hand. You twist around your wrist in a kind of weird way. Add that to knitting and quilting and writing. I write a lot by hand. Not my novels, but other things. It's just a lot of strain, and I'm hoping the massage will be therapeutic and that I will continue to get massages and they will help. And I'm also doing yoga by DVD. I'm doing it with a DVD. I have a friend who keeps trying to get me to go to class with her. She's like, don't worry, Frances. It's yoga practice, not yoga perfect, she says. But I'm not doing the downward dog in front of anybody until I can kind of get it under control here at home. So we're hoping. So it's gloomy, but I've got my massage to look forward to. I think today will be the day I finish sewing the Hidden Stars quilt. I think it's almost all pieced. Now the problem is I'm trying to stop myself from rushing over to Thimble Pleasures in between my Massage is at 11:30, so it's a half-hour massage. Come home, eat lunch. At 2, I have a meeting over at Will's school. So I could come home, have lunch, and then go over to Thimble Pleasures and buy the backing fabric for this quilt. And it's so tempting. But I try to not... Thimble Pleasures, is it's not far away, but it's in Chapel Hill, and it's a little bit of a trek. And, you know, I try to organize all my Chapel Hill runs, you know, around more than just a quick trip to Thimble Pleasures. Also, I can tire myself out with a lot of little errands during the day, so, but I still might do it. I don't know. You'll find out later. It's a big mystery. Will I run over? Because I want to. But I also have, it's not like I don't have anything to do here besides my mountain of chores and various things. I also have my batiks that I could start cutting for the damask rose quilt. That's ultimately what I decide to use them for, which I think it is. And by the way, last week I was saying damask, but then I was talking with my mom, and she said she thought it was damask. Damask rose. Damn it, Rose. It kind of sounds like that. That's how I'll remember. When I started the original quilt diaries, part of what I was talking about was in response to a blog post over at Piecemeal Quilts. I was alerted to this by Noni, who sent an email saying Darla over at Scientific Quilter had referred to this post, which is called The Dumbing Down of Quilting. And I found it an interesting post and had all sorts of things to say about it, but it wasn't as coherent as I would like. Essentially, the author of this post, the author of the blog, who I believe, I'm checking this, I hope, you know, I kind of, when I listen to my episodes and hear this little sound, I kind of, it annoys me. I hope it doesn't annoy you as much as it annoys me, but it does. One of the things too, I was listening to the quilt diary I did on Sunday, and I was baking pumpkin muffins, and the timer kept going off, and I have the worst oven in the world. I hate my oven so much, and I'm someone, I enjoy cooking and baking, but not with this oven. The man trying to comfort me about my oven said, "Oh, honey, don't worry. Just as soon as you write that big bestseller, we'll get you a new kitchen." I'm like, oh, so it's all on me to write a big bestseller so I don't have to deal with the worst oven in the world. It's tiny. It's tiny. People we bought from the house, from the lovely Partons, who I've referred to before, really nice people. Just want to say that. So super nice. They remodeled the kitchen, I think about 10 years ago. That would be my guess. Well, they were retired. They were at that point in their 60s, 70s, kids gone. And they, for some reason, that no one knows, bought the smallest oven in the world. Smallest oven in the world. Didn't realize when I was looking at the house. Didn't occur to me to measure the oven. Now I'm sorry. We probably still would have bought the house. We like the house. But the oven. Oh, the oven. Anyway. Making pumpkin muffins, the timer kept going off, and that was irritating too. That's why I'm just starting over for so many reasons. But the dumbing down of quilting. The blogger's name is Sandy, and she wrote about, she was set off, let's say it that way, set off by a comment in the Sew Mama Sew blog about sewing trends. One of the things that the blogger wrote over at Sew Mama Sew was quilting trend pinwheels. I'm seeing pinwheels everywhere. I think they're a nice challenge for the intermediate to advanced quilter. And Sandy writes, seriously, pinwheels are four half square triangles sewn into a four patch. Any intermediate quilter worth her salt could whip out a dozen pinwheel blocks in a couple hours. They might be a challenge for a beginner, but seriously. And she goes on to say, please, please understand that I love simple quilts. I make a lot of them. There's nothing wrong with quick, basic quilts. There's a real satisfaction in knocking out a whole quilt in a few days or a week. They're beautiful in their simplicity, and easy quilts should be respected along with their makers. I encourage beginning quilters to try their hand at larger quilts using some of these simple construction techniques. But I also encourage them to then try making something a little more complicated, something that requires focus, concentration, and energy. And she goes on to say, try something new. If pinwheels and HSTs are new for you. What is that? Half square triangles are new for you. Then great. Try them. Master them. Then try something else. Learn flying geese. Make a block with more than 20 pieces in it. Try 60 degree angles. Then learn curved piecing. Learn applique. Try working with smaller blocks. Don't worry about making a whole quilt. Make a block. Make a sampler. Make something. Hate it. Stuff it away. That's fine. Try it. Don't be afraid to challenge yourself, because we don't grow without challenge. And doing the same thing over and over is pretty damn boring. Well, she got a lot of comments about this, and she actually went on to do two more posts sort of clarifying. It's a very friendly post. I didn't find it at all critical of beginning quilters or people who prefer simple quilts. But, her point, well taken. You know, what interested me a lot were the responses. So, for instance, one responder said, "I really do have to agree with you. I suppose we should be happy people are still quilting, given the time constraints and other opportunities everyone faces. Still, it's frustrating to have everyone ooh and aahing over something that is truly on a very basic level." Someone else wrote, "Thanks for putting it so eloquently. I, too, am tired of seeing wonky considered brilliant." Someone else, "Amen, I'm so tired of wonky blocks. They were cute 3 years ago. Now, not so much." And one more comment, "I have been thinking about this all day. I took my first class in 1983, loved it. Then I took a 20-week course mostly about drafting patterns in 1984. Loved it so much that I did the same thing again. I can tell you how to make your own mariner's compass block in any size you need. If you need a 7-inch 9-patch block, I'm your girl. I'm not afraid of templates. Oh no, not me. I blame some of the dumbing down on the pre-cuts. I do buy them too, because hello, they are so pretty. I am so tired of seeing squares sewn together in those retro modern fabrics. Also half square triangles sewn together in those retro modern fabrics plus gray. Plus also coin quilts from charm packs. I think your post is very gentle and long overdue." Now somewhere in the comments, I'll stop now with the comments, I thought there was an interesting one from a hand quilter who's basically saying, "Yeah, well, you know what I'm tired of? Machine quilted quilts." You know? It's like, if we want to learn skills, learn the real skill, hand quilting. I just found it all interesting as a beginner quilter, as someone who just finished a quilt with wonky blocks in it. As someone who is really very much acquiring skills. I wasn't offended by it at all, and I don't think Sandy meant to offend. I think she was just pointing something out. I wondered about it. My first response was, well, you know, people quilt for all different kinds of reasons. And the fact is, that aesthetic, which I think when people say wonky blocks, they're really talking about the modern quilt look. You know, a lot of us really like it and find it fresh. Although, you know, I wonder how much longer it will stay fresh. I mean, it's a trend, and there's nothing wrong with trends. Creative people are always trending. You know, you do something, you see something new, you get excited, you want to do it yourself, you do it, and for as long as it makes you happy, and then suddenly you're like, huh, this isn't making me happy anymore. I'm no longer excited by this particular aesthetic. And then you see something new that catches your eye. The modern quilt aesthetic as it stands may be on its way out. You know, it may have done its time. Something new will come along and replace it that we'll all get excited about. As far as, you know, I don't know from pinwheels. What I liked is a few posts later, Sandy posted a tutorial on making pinwheels and in fact is planning a series of skills building techniques, skills building blocks, which I think is really cool. And I, of course, I will post the link to Piecemeal Quilts, to Sandy's site. My sense from this, from Sandy, I think some of the commenters were a little bit like, finally, let's talk about this. You know, there's some people who really hate the G's Bend quilts for various reasons, one of which is that they're not technically accomplished, and some people just don't like the aesthetic. I love them. I love the story behind them. But I could see if you are a really skilled crafter, a really skilled quilter, you might go, huh, not so much. And I think with Sandy, who seems to be a very skilled quilter, it may be akin to being a very skilled musician. Someone who loves music, is very good at music, you know, is an accomplished musician, and they want music to continue to exist on that level. You know, it must be hard if you really know a lot about music to listen to Top 40 radio. Even though you know a lot of people are enjoying the pop music, you know that there's so much more to it. And you know you want to teach and pass along your skills because you know that younger musicians will actually get a lot more out of what they're doing if they know more about what they're doing. And that's my sense of where Sandy's coming from. It's deepen your pleasure by gaining more skills. So I felt, I didn't feel offended or whatever, you know, every time I read a comment about Wonky Blancs, I'm like, man, I just spent almost a year Wonky Blocking. I don't know if I want to hear this mess. But I think it's interesting. I think, too, I mean, if you are a traditional quilter or if your quilter is doing very complicated quilts, and there are modern quilts that are complicated, you know, it's not all just rectangles and squares, although there are a lot of rectangles and squares. And there can be a certain sameness. I think that so much of the pleasure in the modern quilt aesthetic, it really is the color and the fabric as much as anything. But I could see if you were a more traditional quilter or just were doing different stuff that you might feel like, wow, my world has been overtaken. I can't go to a blog. I can't go into a store. I can't without seeing all this modern stuff, all this simple stuff, simple. We know simple is beautiful, but I could see where that would just irritate you and feel like, wow, where are my people? Where's my tribe? And I suspect a lot of people commenting on Sandy's post were really just feeling the relief of, oh, here's my tribe. Here we go. I will say that for so many of us newer quilters, the modern quilt or the liberated quilt has really been the gateway quilt into quilting. For a lot of us, that's for me. You know, I always wanted to make quilts and I would get out the books and go, this is too complicated. I don't understand it. I don't understand 7/8 of an inch. Don't get that fraction. Don't know why it exists. You know, those of you who are mathematical gone, you're really strange. But no, I mean, you know, for those of us who are math phobic, the fraction 7/8 of an inch, I have anxiety coursing through my veins just saying that. So to pick up liberated quilting and go, oh, you mean I don't even have to be accurate in my measurements? I can just cut? That's very exciting. And that's what allowed me to make a quilt, to go, oh, okay, I can be wonky, you know, and that's important. Now, I'm at a place where I am looking forward to learning more skills and wanting to do more traditional things, but I wouldn't have gotten here, wouldn't have made it without the modern quilt, without the liberated quilt. So we have to remember that, and I do think Sandy remembers that. Again, go read the post. Interesting. I'll be interested to hear if other bloggers and podcasters comment on this. Lots of opinions out there. Let's have a discussion. It's fun. So, where I am, pondering the lunchtime run to Thimble Pleasures, hoping to have the Hidden Stars quilt all sewed up and ready. Did I mention that I'm planning on hand quilting it? I got some encouragement from Jay, the art quilt maker, on that. Just when we email and when I said that I might do that, she's like, oh, that would be great. And that for me is enough. Go, oh, okay. But I really do want to have some handiwork to do when I'm watching TV or just hanging out at night. It's nice. And I can't knit right now because I don't want to bother my elbow. But I think I can hand quilt. It didn't bother me at all to do the binding on Simply Amy, Simply Frances. So I am psyched for that. I do have a quilting hoop, so I'm good to go. All I need is my backing fabric. And, oh, here's what I'll tell you one more thing before I let you go for the day. Will is making quilts, and I will post a picture of the quilt he made on Sunday. We actually started Saturday. He was drawn to the sewing machine, as an 8-year-old boy might be, because it has a pedal and it goes fast. And he asked if he could sew something. So we made a couple of pillowcases. We got some of my fabric out of my very minuscule stash and made some pillowcases. And he's good. He's got very nice, fine motor skills and had no problem operating the machine. When we worked together on Saturday, I really stood over him like a hawk. But Sunday, I kind of just was happy. I was in the room with him, but I didn't worry too much about him sewing his fingers together. And he decided he wanted to make a quilt. And because it was a very rainy, gloomy Sunday, we didn't go to church. We go to Duke Chapel, and there's a live stream of the service. So Will and the man and I actually just sat in the living room. Will and I worked on quilts. The man worked on his garden plans, and we watched via the internet church. We participated a little bit that way. Jack just slept through it all, of course, but I did make him go to youth group, so he got his little bit of church on Sunday. Anyway, and Will and I cut out squares. It's a small quilt. It's 4 blocks wide, 2 blocks high. And Will did all the sewing and the quilting. I did the binding, and he traced blocks using my 5-inch rule. But for some reason, he had problems cutting the fabric, so I cut out the fabric. But he did sew. It's very cute. I'll post a picture. And now he came home Monday. He's like, you know, Wynn's birthday's coming up. Wynn is Will's best friend, and he would like a quilt. I asked him, and he said he would like me to make him a quilt for his bed. And I want to make him one that covers the whole bed, so we need to go to Joann's and get some fabric. So we did. It's like green and orange, and then the UNC Tar Heels fabric. It's going to be a fabulous, amazing quilt. So he's just a hoot. You know, it's funny because he's such a jock. And, I mean, very seriously athletic, but he's also a really creative kid, and he's totally into this. So we're having fun. We're having fun quilting. Mother-son quilting. I dig it. All right, more soon. Quilt Diary Day 2. I just listened to the last little bit of yesterday's Quilt Diary, and I noticed I'm sitting in the family room as I'm recording because I've been very good about sitting in my rocking chair while I work because I think it helps my back and the rest of me to do that. And the laundry room is right off the family room. And the man was drying a jacket. He had gone to Walmart to get a tarp to put over our big pile of dirt that we had delivered on Tuesday. And then yesterday it was pouring. So before he went to work, he went to Walmart to get a tarp. And he was out in the rain. But he needed his rain jacket to take with him to work. So he put it in the dryer while he was in the shower. And it went clunk, clunk, clunk the whole time I was recording yesterday. There you have it. So, you know, it's funny when you're recording, at least when I'm recording, I'm oftentimes not aware of the sounds in the background. Now, right now behind me, the classical station is on, and they are doing their fun drive. So if you hear phones ringing in a lovely British accent, one of their announcers, our classical station is in Wake Forest, and it's an all-volunteer station. It's not an NPR station, and they do a great job, and one of their morning announcer is a Brit. I always imagine him sitting there in a tuxedo, though he probably isn't. Anyway, so he's fundraising this morning. So you may hear that, though I need to get writing, so I'm not going to spend too much time. Just wanted to update you, let you know I did finish the Hidden Star quilt top. It's all done. Here's how I know that I'm taking myself more seriously as a quilter. I wanted to look at it. I don't have a design wall. Got to get a design wall. So I thought, you know, I'm going to tack it up to the wall, my cornmeal yellow wall, but way up at the top. So, so it does it more into the molding than the wall itself. I don't want to mess up the paint, but I want to be able to see this stretched out. And I put it up there and it looked great. And the colors look really good with the paint. This is a quilt I am making for our living room. And the colors really go. I'm very, very pleased. I'm very proud of myself. Like, oh, because I picked out this layer cake, the Three Sisters Park Avenue layer cake for Christmas present. I told the man I want this because I looked at it online and thought that the colors would go. And sure enough, they do. And in fact, the quilt top looked great against the wall. And I realized it's a wall that really needs something on it. I'm like, oh, you know, if I weren't making this for the couch, I'd be really tempted to make it a wall hanging, even though it's a little bit on the big side for wall hanging, but it's a big wall. But after a while, after looking at it and admiring it the way you do, you know, when you finish a quilt top and being very pleased and complimenting myself on how I had arranged all my different blocks, that was a challenge. You know, when you are working with all these different fabrics and you make it from a particular fabric line, and you've got 4 patches, and you've got sash, and all the sashing is also made with the fabric from the line. And you've got to figure out how are you going to arrange the colors. And I was pleased. So when I was doing the blocks, which are just 4 squares, you know, I made sure to have light, 2 lights, 2 darks, and to vary the prints. in each block. And when I laid out the quilt top itself, which I did on the floor, and Travis kept walking over it, I came up with a pattern, and it really worked. I mean, just different colors, and making sure that there were different colors. There was a scheme. When you see the picture, you may see the scheme. Like, on the corner blocks, on the outside, upper or bottom, I'm not going to be able to explain this. Anyway, there are red squares at each corner. That was on purpose. It didn't just happen. I had to plan that. No, but I was pleased because it did. It looks good. And if I do say so myself, I always feel like I should be able to say nice things about what I do, although I'm kind of loath. I don't want to brag. Don't want to sound conceited, but I also am critical enough, I hope, that you understand that I should brag every once in a while to balance things out. But I like it. I think you'll like it. And I like, you know, I was thinking in terms of the dumbing down of quilting post over at Piecemeal Quilts and the, you know, the sort of ubiquitous, seemingly ubiquitous use of jelly rolls, etc. And the great thing about the jelly roll or the layer cake is for the beginner, or say intermediate beginner quilter, or maybe even the advanced beginner quilter, is it does teach you a lot about color. And it was interesting when I started cutting out this quilt, you know, there were colors in the fabric line that I didn't really like. You know, especially the very dark. There's some very dark browns. I'm like, ugh, you know, and there would not be colors I would be drawn to if I were just walking around the store. But, you know, doing the quilt, you look at it and like, oh, the quilt needed those dark spots. It needed that darkness. So, it has taught me doing this and arranging things and seeing the finished product and how these different fabrics work together. You know, it has taught me. I have learned from this. So I think that that's a, I don't think anyone's really arguing against jelly rolls. But if anyone does, I have a pro argument right here. So it's Thursday. It is March 31st, which means tomorrow's April 1st, which is a little hard to believe, especially because it's still rainy and gloomy. I think the weather's supposed to be on an upswing and it's going to be like spring again. I have to write this morning. In fact, I need to finish up here really quickly because I have a lot of work to do. And then I have my fiddle lesson at 1:30. I keep thinking, well, if you get some really good writing done this morning, maybe you could slip off to Thimble Pleasures like right after lunch, right before my fiddle lesson, because I really want to get the backing fabric for my Hidden Star quilt. I'm thinking something kind of red, like a brownish red would really work. Something old-fashioned, like a Civil War print, red. What would that be? A turkey? Turkey red? What is that called? You know what I'm talking about. Something like that might be really good with some sort of chocolate brown binding. We'll see. I'll see what moves me, what the spirit moves me to do when I go. Whether I'll really make it today, I don't know. I want to. I could if I eat lunch really fast, but I also will actually have a little bit more time tomorrow afternoon, and that may make more sense. But I just want to go. I want to go. So I'm happy to report that, and that's all I'm going to report right now. I'll probably try to finish this up tomorrow and get it posted on Saturday because I'm being regular here. I know I appreciate regularity on the part of my favorite podcasters, so you might appreciate regularity on my part. I do want to say that Cindy over at Fluffy Sheep Quilting, is that what it's called, Cindy? Oh my goodness, let me look it up. Cindy did an interview, we did an email interview, and it is Fluffy Sheep Quilting. I was right. Yay! Anyway, she has a very nice blog, and she asked me to do an interview, and I did it. I felt very special being asked. And it is up. She posted the interview today with some pictures. So that was really nice. Thank you for doing that, Cindy. That really did. It made me feel like, oh, I must be for real. Cindy interviewed me. So that was cool. So go check that out. And I'll be back soon. Tomorrow, I hope. I hope I will be back tomorrow with a report that I bought fabric. Yes. That I made it to Thimble Pleasures. That's my big dream. I'll let you know if it comes true tomorrow. Quilt Diary Day 3. It's not Friday. It is Saturday. I didn't go to Thimble Pleasures yesterday. I showed some restraint because I thought I would probably need to go today, because today is the day of my first quilt class with Jay. Jay is someone I've gotten to know through this podcast. We've been emailing, I don't know, definitely since last fall, but maybe even since last summer. And she's a very experienced quilter and a quilting teacher. And she very generously, and I think she brought this up in January, she generously offered to teach me via Skype. Isn't that the coolest thing? It's just amazing. And she's doing it for free out of the goodness of her heart. And today we had our first session. And she lives way far away from me, but it was like we were in the same room because we were Skyping. So today we just did an overview and also talked about fabric. She has taught quite a bit, I think, and has great handouts that she has sent me via email. I was telling a friend about it this morning at Will's lacrosse game, and she said, "It's how cool. It's like quilting is such a traditional art, and Skyping is so completely contemporary and new and high technology." I'm like, yeah, it is kind of interesting, cool mix. So we talked about fabric today, and I knew that after class that I would need to go and actually select fabric. We're going to work on a sampler quilt together. It has a lot of different elements, and I'm going to learn all this stuff, and I'm very, very excited to do this. Again, I'm just amazed by Jay's generosity, because this is so much what I need. Some of it will cover stuff that was covered in Quilt School 1, but I'm happy about that, because I'd kind of like to take Quilt School 1 again and go over those very basic skills and then add to them. So this is very neat, and we had fun. We talked for about an hour, and we really stuck to it. I mean, she's very organized, and we stuck to what we said we were going to talk about today. I did go to Thimble Pleasures this afternoon. I did get the backing fabric for the Hidden Stars quilt. It is a Moda fabric. It's called Adoring by someone Gervais. I knew I would remember Gervais because I told myself to remember Ricky Gervais. So I remember Sarah Gervais, this designer. It's funny. I will take a picture of it maybe and put it up along with, I need to take a picture of the quilt top. It is, you know, the fabrics, the Three Sisters Park Avenue fabric is a kind of old-fashioned. A lot of the prints are old-fashioned, like floral, and even the small florals, and even the larger florals have very sort of garden, turn of the 19th, 20th century kind of Victorian feel. I don't know if I'm quite describing that right, but close to it. And so the fabric, when I was at Thimble Pleasures today, adoring fabric, but it caught my eye right away because it was exactly the right color. I just knew that it was. And it's I would call it like a burnt orange, which, I mean, maybe rust. You know, maybe if you're like, what color is it? It's in the rusty orange family. It's a dark, rusty orange. Doesn't that make that sound so attractive? It is. It is. But then the pattern itself is circles. So it's sort of contemporary fabric. But I kept going, and I was like, no, it's too contemporary. But you know, I went and looked at the other florals and things that also in colors that I like, but I didn't like it. It felt boring. But every time I went back to Adoring, I liked it. And so finally I got someone from the store to help me. And I just said, can you just come over here and tell me, am I crazy? And she said, I love the color. The color's perfect. And I love the surprise of it. It is, she said, I don't think it's crazy. First of all, do you like it? If you really like it, then you should do it. Second of all, I like it because it's a surprise. It's unexpected in a neat way. And I thought, that's what I like. I like that. I like unexpected, surprising juxtapositions, as long as they're not jarring or ugly. And I don't think it is. So I happily got that. I was hoping to find a color wheel. That is how I'm going to select my fabric for my sampler quilt. Jay went over a whole lot of ways, and I'm not going to go over her notes because they're her notes, and I feel kind of like, I don't think it's copyrighted material, but I feel like that's her material that she is very kindly imparting to me. But we did talk about different ways of choosing fabric, and one is using a color wheel, which I've never done. So I was hoping I would be able to find a color wheel there because I don't have one, but all they had was a color wheel poster, which wasn't going to really help me in the store. So I came home and ordered one online, and I decided that without the color wheel, I just wasn't going to, I'm going to have to pick like 8 to 10 fabrics. I thought, I'm not going to do it without the color wheel because that would kind of defeat the purpose of deciding I'm going to do this with the color wheel. But also, after looking for the backing for the hidden star quilt, I was like, I'm done. This is all I can do. Well, I mean, I'd also spent an hour, Skyping, and, that's extroversion for me talking to another person. It was a long, good discussion, and then had come and really spent time trying to find the right fabric for the hidden stars. And I think I was just like, by this time it was 3:30, and I had to get home. You know why? Because the man and Jack were driving to Greensboro. You know why? Going to the Rush concert. That's right, Jen. They're going to the Rush concert. I've brought up Rush, and so many people emailed, or several, I should say, several people like, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. Not Rush, anything but Rush. And then this week I got an email from Jen saying, what's so wrong with Rush? My 14-year-old son and I love Rush. We drive to school listening to Rush, which is actually kind of cool. The idea of a 14-year-old boy and his mom driving to school listening to Rush, except for that listening to Rush part. But I'm sorry, Jen, I'm sorry. I just have bad associations. The man is like, so like, oh, you're just a music snob and whatever. I'm like, no, just no, bad associations, just bad. Yeah, I've talked about it anyway. So that's where they are, isn't that? That's I was thinking, oh, this is Jack's first concert, but it's not, because he's been to the Wiggles twice, and also Dan Zane's and Friends, so he's been to concerts, but this would be his first quote-unquote rock and roll concert. So it started at 7:30. I mean, I'm not sure, quite sure how rock and roll it's going to be, but rock and roll enough. So I had to get back. So my time was limited. And I also decided, I didn't want to be hasty. So I think I will find an afternoon this coming week and where I have an hour or so to really look. And I might look around online to get ideas. Jay suggested that I go ahead, that this time at least I buy the fabric in a shop so I can really feel it and, see it up close and all that. And I think that's a good idea. Now, I'm excited about my class. I'm thrilled about it. And I'm thrilled just to be trying all these different techniques that I don't think without this, it might have been years before I got around to them or found a class that these are covered. So this is going to be really neat, and I will keep you updated on my progress. There was something, what else? Oh, I wanted to mention, I've been listening to a new podcast that I think has been around now for maybe a couple of months. It is Peacebrook Quilting with Victoria, and it's wonderful. Now, I saw it earlier, but didn't listen to it because she's a long-arm quilter, and there was something in the description that made me think that it was about long arm quilting. And so I thought, well, I'll listen to it at some point, but I'm not a long armor and don't, intend to use a long armor in the near future. But then I think Sandy from Quilting for the Rest of Us hipped me to it and said, no, she talks about quilting. And in fact, she reads short stories about quilting that she's written, and they're very good. And she's a great reader. It's like listening to Victoria. So she's from, I think, Minnesota. And it's like listening, if we were back in the 1940s and it's like old time radio, you're quilting half hour with Victoria. That's what it would be like. There's something, she has a routine, she has different segments of the show, and she has a way of talking that's very lovely. And I enjoy listening to her. So I recommend, if you haven't checked out Peacebrook Quilting, please do. I noticed tonight I refreshed my podcast, and I see that there's a new one from Crafty Garden Mom. Exciting. It's been a little bit because I believe of a case of laryngitis. So I'm happy to see that. Can't wait to listen to that. But very happy to discover Peacebrook Quilting. I really hope that's, I'm saying that that's the right title. You know, you'd think I would just go ahead and check these things out before I start going on and on. But here, I can just go and make this little... Yes, it is. It is the Peacebrook Quilting Podcast. So there you have it. So that's exciting. I know there are other things that I'm forgetting to tell you that I want to tell you. Got the backing fabric. I have actually cut it out. Now, here's a thing, and you can tell me what you think. So the quilt top measures 54 by 64, which, you know, of course, I forgot to measure before I went in, so they had to measure it for me. And the woman who helped me, who I've not been helped by before, and she was really nice, she suggested that I get 2 3/4 yards of the backing fabric, because, you know, it's 44 inches wide, so I was going to have to do some cutting and sewing. And so I came home, and it took me the longest time to figure out what to do. What I ended up doing, so it was 96 inches long and 44 inches wide. I cut off 28 inches of the length, halved that, so it was still, it was 14 by, I had 2 14 by 44 strips. Sewed those together so that I had 1 14 by 88 strip. Sewed that to what, to the big piece. This is the first time I've ever had to do three pieces. I've always had to cut the backing, you know, to accommodate the width of my quilts. But this is the usually, I kind of wonder if before whoever's helped me has just said, oh, get 4 feet. You know, just get enough where you just cut it in half. And this is the first time someone has said, well, what you need is 2 3/4. And without saying, but you'll have to cut it in three pieces. I don't mind. It looks fine. It's the back. It will be quilted. I think that, you know, it will be on the couch. Someone will spill maple syrup while they're eating French toast while they're watching cartoons. So, I mean, no, I don't want to devalue my work that way. But, you know, I think it's going to look fine. And it looks fine now after it's all sewn together. I have done that. But I wonder, it's like, was that the only way to do it? I swear I thought about it for a long time and got like brain freeze because I am not mathematically inclined. And sometimes the obvious mathematical, geometrical solutions do not present themselves to me. So if you're thinking, oh, Francis, man, why didn't you do blank? Please tell me, because I went online, like kind of, you know, how to cut backing fabric for quilts, and there was nothing that just made me go, ah. I mean, I drew diagrams to try to figure it out, and that's what I came up with. I do think in the past that I have bought like just yards and yards of fabric, maybe with the idea of A, selling me yards and yards of fabric, and B, only having to make one cut. I don't know. So give me your thoughts on that. I'm going to finish this up now because I still have to do the introduction. I am going to take a picture of the quilt top that I have finished, the Hidden Stars, which I keep wanting to call Hidden Diamonds. I think there's a Hidden Diamonds quilt in that book as well, and the Layer Cake Jelly Roll Charm quilt book. I will take that. I want to take a picture of Will's quilt to show you. It is darling. And maybe take a picture of the backing fabric so you can see Adoring by Sarah Gervais for Moda. So I like it. I think it works for me. You've got to trust yourself, right? You've got to. Okay, so I'm going to say goodbye now. I hope you have a great week. Get a lot of work done. Get psyched. Before I forget, in case I don't remember to say this around front, I think I already told you about Cindy. Oh, yeah, I did, because at Fluffy Sheep Quilting did the interview. I'll just say thanks again. Thanks, Cindy. It was quite lovely to be asked. So, hope you're all well. Have fun quilting. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.